It's the morning show on the IDS Network. I'm John Munson. Over the past 20 years or so, deer hunting license sales in Wisconsin have declined about 6%. If the decline continues, what will that mean for the future of conservation funding in Wisconsin? Well, that's one question. Hunters, what do you think needs to be done to increase the number of people who actually go hunting? Does the decline in licenses sold over the past few decades bother you? Why or why not? 800-642-1234, the number to call to join the program, 800-642-1234. You can also tweet us at WPR Mornings. Patrick Durkin is a freelance writer who covers recreation and the outdoors. He is a columnist for 17 Wisconsin newspapers, including USA Today's Wisconsin Network, the Wisconsin State Journal, and Wisconsin Outdoor News. Patrick, welcome back to the morning show.
Good morning, John.
A report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum says the number of deer hunting licenses sold in the state has dropped by about 6% in the last 20 years. What's that decline say to you?
Well, it says a lot of things to me because it's stuff that we've actually been aware of this problem going back into the late 1980s when we started, you know, if you look at the rural sociologist studies back then, Tom Heberlein, a friend of mine, was predicting in 1990 that this was going to happen, that, you know, basically people my age, the baby boomer generation, were not generating enough hunters to take our place one day. And now we're in that stage where the baby boomers are leaving the hunting population, and they didn't replace themselves in the same kind of numbers that they took part in hunting from. You know, so really, this isn't a shock to anyone who has been watching this news, you know, developing over the years.
So a 6% drop over two decades, is that significant mm-hmm. by itself, or is this kind of one of those things sort of like the canary in the coal mine, and maybe there's a cliff out here we haven't seen yet?
Right. There's so many ramifications. It's always like when I wrote my column last week about this topic, and you look at it and think, well, where do you start? Because, you know, the fact we're losing hunters, and deer hunters especially, you know, makes it harder to manage the deer herd, and the deer herd starts climbing up and achieving big numbers. Well, how do you knock it back down to a manageable number? That's one factor. Then you also look at the funding. How much funding deer hunting provides for conservation in our state. And we've, you know, deer hunting has always been the bread and butter for the Wisconsin DNR. And as those numbers start dropping for license sales, there's really nothing, we've provided no safety net to fall back on as these numbers keep declining.
So let's talk about the relationship between the money coming in for licenses and funding for conservation and herd management. There's a direct relationship there. So if we don't sell licenses, we won't have the money to manage the deer herd?
That's part of it. And we also don't have the money to manage lots of things in wildlife. You know, a lot of the wildlife funding and even fisheries, you know, over time has even relied on a lot of deer hunting numbers for the funding for this. So there's lots of neat funding mechanisms that the hunters have provided. And the one big one that we get from the federal government is, you know, every time a hunter buys a gun, ammunition, every time a recreational shooter buys a handgun or any kind of gun for, you know, target practice, whatever it might be, bow and arrow, every time we buy a hunting bow, a regular target bow, arrows, all those things pay an 11% excise tax to the IRS, which then gives the money to the Fish and Wildlife Service, and the Fish and Wildlife Service puts it back into the states for their conservation efforts.
Hey, you mentioned the sociology of this. The baby boomers having fewer children than their parents did, and not only that, the population of rural Wisconsin is shrinking. These two factors don't make the future look very good when it comes to hunting, do they?
No. It is kind of discouraging, and you always keep wondering, at what point will it bottom out, and then we can get a real assessment of what we have to do in the future. And one of the studies that the University of Wisconsin did with the DNR about eight, nine years ago, they're predicting that basically our deer hunting license sales would bottom out sometime in the 1930s. I think they were predicting somewhere in the 425,000 range for deer hunting, which is about another 150,000 to go for us at the rate we're at right now.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a phone call. Brandon is with us in Toma. Brandon, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I think one of the bigger issues, you kind of hit it with the shrinking population, but the dynamic shift in ages, I just don't see as many younger hunters getting into hunting anymore. And on top of that, I remember growing up and you couldn't find a spot on any county land to hunt at all without seeing another hunter. And now, over the years, like I remember the Earn a Buck program really killed Clark County, and I feel the DNR always overestimating the deer population in general. I remember growing up, you could basically shoot as many deer as you wanted, and that was always a great incentive. That's pretty much all I got.
Okay, Brandon, thanks for that. Pat Durkin?
Well, you know, there are lots of factors that we've been to it, but the biggest thing is, you know, we have shifted as a society. You know, we have, you know, if we could have maintained the participation rates we enjoyed back in the 70s and 80s as a percentage of the population, hunting would be booming right now. But, you know, but we have not done that. And, yeah, you can pick out individual things that turn people off year to year and whatever it might be, you know, in their area. But I guess the one thing I keep talking about is in Wisconsin, we are fortunate to have lots of public land to hunt on. You know, Wisconsin is not hurting for places for people to go hunting. The problem comes into it for a lot of people is it's not as convenient as they would like. You know, we don't have huge public hunting grounds near our biggest population centers. So that's a problem not unique to Wisconsin.
Yeah, there's been a lot more development in the as the suburbs have spread out from the major metropolitan areas. What about our caller's point, though, about the Earn a Buck program? Is that a common complaint among hunters?
Well, it was definitely a disliked program for a lot of hunters, but for a lot of us, a lot of other hunters, though. Personally, I liked it. Every time I looked at the success of that program, it was very effective at bringing down the deer numbers where they had to be brought down. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we can nitpick about how well the DNR estimates deer populations, but I'd always argue that, you know, it's a consistent program they had developed for over the decades, and you can't count deer like you'd count people. And I think, too, is all you got to do is think about how much we fight every 10 years about the U.S. Census. And you think we can't agree on how best to count people. So counting deer becomes even more problematic.
Well, and the deer population isn't spread evenly over the state, just like the human population isn't.
Oh,
in northern Wisconsin, I don't think anybody's complaining about a surplus of deer up in Sawyer County, for example.
Right. Yeah, and like right now, I'm sitting in Heberline Shack in Ashland County, and we killed our first deer here for the first time in 5 years. And meanwhile, when I was down in Richland County on Saturday and Sunday, I counted, you know, some of these deer, probably the same deer I saw, you know, before and, you know, in the morning and beginning of the afternoon. But I saw 30 deer in one day sitting down in Richland County. And so it really shows the variance where you have this mature forest up here in Ashland County does not hold that many deer. And you get down a farm country with pretty good woodlots, lots of agriculture, lots of food for deer. So, of course, they're booming down there again.
Has the DNR looked at other methods of funding conservation programming?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those ongoing efforts, and it's always a matter of getting people to buy into it and getting lawmakers to pass it. You know, Missouri and Minnesota, for example, they impose like either a penny or a half penny, something like that, for sales tax. So they divert that half penny or quarter penny into a general conservation fund. So that helps a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have, you know, things like, different licenses, so many different licenses we have now, and trying to find ways within those individual licenses to get value. But, you know, Wisconsin hasn't increased their license fees in, you know, 13 years now.
Okay. All right. Well, Patrick, we know you'll be watching this, and I'm sure we'll be in touch as this story develops. Patrick Durkin, freelance writer who covers recreation and the outdoors, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, John.
I'm John Munson. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.